Hello everybody, it's George from Ireland. So here I am in Sunny Beach, Bulgaria, which is a resort on the Bulgarian Riviera. There's the Black Sea out there. It's not actually black. One of the many advantages of the Black Sea is it's relatively easy to float in it because the salt content is so high, because it only connects to other seas through the Bosphorus, which is only 800 meters across. Moreover, there are no sharks in the Black Sea. So anyway, this is obviously high season here in Sunny Beach. A lot of families come, as you can see. And Sunny Beach is a literal translation of its Bulgarian name, but it's internationally known as Sunny Beach. And that's another point, is almost everybody works in the tourist trade, speaks English. If that doesn't work, try Russian or German. Anyway, you can hire jet skis here. You can do that paragliding thing. You can be pulled around on one of those banana things where they try and shake you off. You can sit in that big sort of floating armchair that's towed behind a speedboat or a jet ski, and so on. And there's a casino here. You can hear them advertising right now. So up and down the Corniche, there are loads of hotels. The more expensive ones looking directly onto the sea. There's Nesebar that way to the south. The Romanian border is over a 2-hour drive north to that direction. So it's very, very safe. I don't see many police officers around though. And the tourists, well, where are they from? A lot of them are Russian. There's some Ukrainians, even Moldovans. They're Polish people, they're Irish people, they're British people, also me, and Lithuanians, Serbians, because of course Serbia doesn't have a coastline. Lots of Romanians because they're so close to Romania. I'd say about 1 in 10 people is Romanian. But yeah, so anyway, really recommended to come here in many ways. And there are fun fairs, all sorts of theme parks like that. There's a camel park, the only one of its kind in mainland Europe, the only one being Cyprus, so not mainland Europe, and donkey rides there, but that's really donkey rides and pony rides. That's aimed at really little kids. If you're 14 or so, it wouldn't be for you. And you can take jeep safaris into the hinterland, which is very dry and rocky. What else might you want to see if you come here? Cruises across the bay. Also, there are plenty of bars, about 2 lev for a pint of beer. Lev is, you know, the currency of Bulgaria. So that's about 90 pence. So that's very affordable. Tobacco is very affordable as well, actually. So you can buy clothes. There are loads of shops selling tourist souvenirs. Obviously, those are rubbish quality. They really won't last. So always recommendable, don't do that, because you'll find the stitch work is rubbish. They don't rely on repeat trade. They want you just single usage. You're never going to come back. You can't remember which store you bought this thing from. The color will wash out after about 3 washes. And there are these things you can hire, a sun lounger and an umbrella, and stay there all day for about 20 lev. Now in certain hotels, they've got a private beach and you're allowed to use that, and that's included in the price. You can sit on the public beach, of course, and pay nothing to do so. So the games of volleyball going on, football occasionally. Yeah, so yeah, there's mostly young families. I wouldn't say there's a lager-lout problem here, really. They're places with live shows as well, karaoke. They don't really emphasize Bulgarian culture. There are some Bulgarian song and dance shows. So obviously there are plenty of restaurants, but there's not a great diversity in the cuisine on offer. I think it's a one Chinese restaurant, a few Bulgarian restaurants, and really that's about it. One to say so to Arab or Israeli restaurants, quite a few Israeli tourists as well, actually. And so you see signs in Ivrit sometimes, but you know, often it's Russian, Bulgarian, English are the signs that are shown here. And hotels often have their outdoor pool. You can see one behind there. So there are kids clubs to entertain little children. And then things go on late into the night here. There's plenty of street food as well, if you're into that kind of thing. So it's one of the most affordable beach resorts in Europe. And people often don't come very far afield. I mean, almost all the tourists are from Eastern Europe. There are very few Western Europeans who would come here. You see the sort of things on offer. And photographic studios taking your photos dressed up in 19th century clothes, if that's what you want. One of those special things whereby you dip your feet into these tanks with fish and they'll nibble the dead skin off for you. This is a complete ghost town here in the winter. What else about Sunny Beach? Golden Sands is one of the other famous beach resorts, which is a bit north of here. Obviously, you can go to Burgas itself. Burgas is the main airport for this area. It's about a 40-minute drive to the south. And from the United Kingdom, you can fly there with Wizz Air from Luton Airport and perhaps other places as well. Okay, So, oh yeah, Swedish flag. I've heard people speaking Swedish and speaking Dutch and things like that. So, yeah, quite affordable if you want to buy clothes, a few souvenirs and things like that. There's not terribly high-end stuff, which is on offer. There's that special thing where you get into this contraption or more or less a big rubber band and jump up and down. They get bounced up and down. So people can, you can exchange currency in loads of places, but obviously there are plenty of ATMs. You can hear I Will Survive. It's a lot of little game things whereby you might try and win one of the presents. If I show you the currencies on offer, then you'll get some sort of idea of the nationalities coming here. You see US dollars, because this is the international currency. I have not heard of a single American coming here. Okay, so, and Turks actually, even Turks coming too. You get a lot of tattoo shops, or get a henna tattoo and things like that. So the town goes about 1 kilometer inland. You're getting the vibe anyway. So some of the better hotels here, but they're never really luxurious places because very wealthy people just don't come here. The Black Sea is not terribly fashionable. It's most people from the former Eastern Bloc who are coming here. And then this is perhaps Bulgaria's biggest single tourist resort because it's maybe a 3-hour drive from Sofia by train, slightly longer. Okay, what else would I say? Yeah, you can hire these special bikes to go up and down. There's electric scooter, stuff like that. I do think it's a tad antisocial to cycle in some of the so crowded. And those little pretend trains, which are actually electric vehicles going up and down. For little kids, I'm sure they love it. The town goes on not much that much further than that comes to a dead end. Yeah, the fun fairs get going later in the evening. There's some which are suitable for little children and some which are suitable for like teenagers and adults. Okay, what else might you want to know about Sunny Beach? So would I recommend it? Yes, I quite enjoyed it. So it was unpretentious. Because where you come from, sun, sea, sand, and Slavonic languages. Okay, and I wouldn't say I have any really problems here. My hotel is acceptable. You know, the hot water's not there. The pool is fine, but there is no lifeguard. Almost every pool is without a lifeguard. That is a downside. So as you get what you pay for. And the gym, not all the equipment is working, so that is something I'm dissatisfied with. There's an indoor pool, but they've forgotten to put any water in it. But apart from that, I have everything I need, really. Okay, so thanks for watching. Here I am, reporting to you from Sunny Beach, saying goodbye to you. There's so many places selling more or less the same thing. Right, so thank you for donating on PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com. and subscribing on Patreon. All right, goodbye everybody from Sunny Beach.